Nashville's Housing Authority took a major step toward creating the city's new vision of public housing, which hopes to break up blocks of concentrated poverty with varying levels of income. They broke ground on a new mixed-income building in East Nashville's James Casey Homes. As WPLN's Mara Benight reports, it'll be the first of its kind in the neighborhood.
The city's largest public housing complex has felt isolated from the rest of East Nashville for years, especially as gentrification surrounds it. But this building, with 94 units of mixed-income housing, aims to bridge the neighborhood's growing economic divide, with current KC residents living right beside higher-income renters. But the added obstacle to integration is a recent spike in violence, which has surged to the highest levels since the early 90s. A grim fact the city's housing director, Jim Harbison, addressed directly.
Just two blocks down the hill here, a talented, beautiful young 16-year-old woman recently lost her life. Early this summer, another talented, beautiful young woman killed on the basketball courts. 10 days ago, another shooting and a murder right here at Casey. We can change that.
Casey resident Marilyn Greer says many people here have been skeptical of the city's promise to overhaul the sprawling development and make it safer. But she sees proof of that commitment.
So this is what they need to see. They need to see the ground being broke. And hopefully they'll be more optimistic about what's getting ready to come.
The Housing Authority says it expects the colorful townhome-style apartments to be completed by spring of 2019. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Mara Benight.